Well, we made it once again. It's a Friday, Afternoons with Aaron, hanging on with you until 4 o'clock. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kate Radio. We're going to talk some golf today. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, Jeff Groth, the head coach of the Albert Lea boys golf team, is going to join me. Both teams had their Big Nine Conference mid-season meet yesterday. The boys, they took first place. So we'll talk about that meet with Jeff coming up again in the 3 o'clock hour. The girls, they were over near Red Wing at the Mississippi National Golf Links having their mid-season conference tournament. The Tigers got second. So a very good day for Albert Lea Golf. Head coach of the girls team, Sean Reby, joins us. And Shawnee, good afternoon, and congrats to your team on a very good day out there in Red Wing.
Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was nice to just get out and play again, and then to grab that second place was a bonus.
Talk about weather conditions. Talk about course conditions. How did things play yesterday?
You know, it was better than we had thought when we looked at the weather. The morning was definitely chilly. We teed off. It was 40 degrees over there in Red Wing, and clouds were looming, and we thought this could be a challenge. We got our hand warmers going on the bus, and we were ready to go. But by afternoon, it was really actually a pretty nice day. I even had my bald head see a little sun.
Did you get burnt?
I kept her safe. The hat was on most of the morning with that cold weather, but I had to let it out for just a little bit just to enjoy it.
You know, I am someone that is also, is it folicky what's the word? Challenge?
Yeah, follically challenged.
That's the word. It's a big word for me. But you know what I'm saying? You have to make sure that if there's any sunshine, you got to cover that dome because it hurts when it gets burnt.
It does, and it's been a real easy year to play it safe with stocking caps on. The dome is pretty white yet, so I'm really looking forward to burning that up a couple times.
Now, Sean, going into yesterday, again, your team got a second-place finish. What were your expectations going in? Did you expect your team to be a top-two team? What were you thinking going into the meet yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had set a goal this year to try and compete for that conference title. You know, kind of going in knowing that we might struggle to keep up with Northfield. You know, after the first three players came in, we had a one-stroke lead yesterday. So we thought we had a chance to pull it off. But kind of like I said in our preseason preview, we're just kind of missing that fourth score this year. We've been moving some girls around. And, you know, just with the lack of being out there practicing and being able to help the girls, it's just been tough to try and bring those lower girls along and get them up to that level. So that's pretty much where we were hoping to get to. But, you know, maybe push Northfield a little bit more, and we just fell a little bit short.
Albert Lea girls again taking second at the Big Nine Conference meet yesterday, Mississippi National Golf Links. And, Sean, let's talk about your top four girls. Whitney Mullenbach in 82, Alyssa Jensen, 85, Ashlyn Bervin, 92, Edison Hershot, a 104. Again, a nice outing. Second place in the conference. And talk about those four girls. Obviously, they had good days.
Absolutely. Right now, if I'm reading the numbers right on our website here, Alyssa's got the best scoring average in the Big Nine going right now. Whitney is third place in the Big Nine for overall scoring. Now, keep in mind, that's the limited amount of meets we've had this year with this beautiful weather. But Ashlyn Bervin shot a career best round of 92 yesterday. So really, you know, the second place finish is a pretty good spot for us with those things, you know, in mind. But you know, we've got some girls riding some confidence right now, and I know Alyssa and Whitney both have a little bit more in them. You know, it's still early, and those little touches will be polished up here in a few weeks, and, you know, I see even bigger things for those girls at the end of the season this year.
Now, Sean, when it comes to the Big Nine Conference standings, and I'm just learning these things, so do you get points for what happened yesterday? Explain how that works.
Yeah, for sure. So what we do for the conference title is every time we play a team throughout the regular season, we get 1 point. So we played Red Wing you know, a couple weeks ago, and we beat them, so we got 1 point. Now, yesterday we saw all the Big Nine teams, so we actually earned 10 points yesterday because we lost to Northfield. Ourselves don't count, and so we got 10 points just yesterday alone.
So yesterday was
big.
Yeah, yesterday was big.
1 point for each school we beat. Yep, yesterday's huge. I mean, it keeps us in the race. If we see Northfield as a duel and we beat them, and then we beat them in the last conference meet, we still have a chance at that title. So we haven't given up yet, but that was a good showing. I mean, we did what we had to do yesterday to keep in contention for sure.
Now, when it comes to being all conference in girls golf, yesterday's numbers are factored in with the final Big Nine conference meet.
Correct. So what we actually do is we keep the way the girls do it in the conference is we keep a running scoring average throughout the whole season. And then what we do is we look for kind of a natural break in the first 10 or 12 girls. There's usually a natural break on when those scores have a gap, maybe 2 strokes difference on average. And so those top 10 or 12 girls get all conference honors for the end of the year then, yeah.
Well, that's a good start when it comes to, again, being at the top of the conference. And like Sean just mentioned, being all-conference for his team. Again, Whitney Mullenbach, 82, Alyssa Jensen, at 85 to lead the way for the Tigers. Sean Reby, head coach, Yelbert Lee girls golf team. And, Sean, I know you haven't got out there and had as many meets as you'd like. Coming up next week, I know there's rain in the forecast. That just seems to be the trend. What's on tap for the girls golf team next week?
Yeah, we head right back up on Monday to Lakeville for an invite, which is a really nice kind of break for us. Invites are a really good way for girls to get some experience playing in golf meets without that point or those points being available. So it's a little more relaxing. It's 18 holes at a great golf course called Brackets Crossing up in Lakeville. A lot of big teams. A lot of Metro teams are going to be there. Chanhassen, Wayzata, a lot of the big schools, Lakeville North, Lakeville South. We get to see Northfield there again. And then we go Thursday here at Wedgewood against East and Century, so we get a nice home meet. And then we basically have 2 a week until the end of May when we have sections.
Yelbert Lee girls golf team, again, second in the midseason Big Nine conference meet yesterday held near Red Wing. Sean Reby, head coach, Yelbert Lee girls golf team. And Sean, my friend, thank you so much for the time. I hope you can get those events in next week. We'll talk again soon. And always have that sunscreen for the top of your head, okay? Be careful.
Absolutely. We'll have to compare some notes later.
We can do that. Hey, appreciate it. Have a good weekend.